Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Betsawe Castro Escobar. I'm a third year PhD student in integrative biology at UC Berkeley. And even though I'm based now at California, I'm originally from Puerto Rico. So the herb I picked is Plantago major. Well, that's a scientific name. And it has a couple of different common names. So around here in Pittsburgh, it's known more as the broadleaf plantain. In the Caribbean and the Spanish-speaking countries, we call it jantén. And Native Americans here in the U.S. actually call it the white man's footprints. This is a herbaceous perennial plant. You can find it almost anywhere you go in the world. And you don't have to go very far. You can just step out of your house and in your lawn. It'll be right there. So it's like the second most common herbaceous plant you're going to see in your lawn after dandelions. You can take the leaves and eat them or use them as medicine. So if you pick the leaves when they're in a young, tender state, you can toss them in your salad and they're actually really yummy. But if they're older leaves, you can just toss them in a stew because they will be a little tougher and more fibrous, but they'll still have all that nutritional value. But you can also macerate the leaves and apply them topically to help with bruises. It's actually very useful for treating bug bites, splinters, or any type of skin irritants. If you brew a tea, so you take the leaves and you throw in some boiling hot water and just leave it to rest for a little bit, you can either drink that for different things, including treating diarrhea and helping with general lung health. And you can also use it to treat conjunctivitis, which is a very common use in the Caribbean. When I was growing up, I used to see this plant all over, and my grandparents and my parents would make me weed this plant and throw it away. But one of the things I learned was like, this plant is so useful to humans that it's a waste to throw it away.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.